Achieving a gorgeous grin from home isn't a total mystery with BiteClear aligners. Just don't be surprised if all of your sleuthing friends start asking, "What's your secret?" Begin by ordering your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95. BiteClear aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces. Plus, they offer flexible financing, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
Hi, this is Scott Trout, CEO of the domestic litigation firm Cordell & Cordell. There are many life changes that can happen after divorce that make it difficult or impossible to uphold requirements of your divorce decree. The orders issued in a divorce are based on the facts presented at that time, but the circumstances used in issuing those orders can obviously change. If you feel a modification to your court orders might be necessary, talk to us at Cordell & Cordell.
Contact CordellCordell.com. 1065 East Hillsdale Boulevard, Suite 310, Foster City, California, 94404.
What up, Pels fans? That was another bad Preston impressionation. We just watched the Star Wars Episode 8, The Last Jedi trailer, and Jenda and Johnny felt the need to have an emergency podcast here. Jenda, I understand you're a little bit drowsy. You just took some medicine.
I'm medicated. I'm not all the way there right now, but I am here for this trailer.
Yeah, I am here too. We're just going to give general reactions. We're going to talk about it. Jenda, first reaction.
Luke Skywalker seems a little afraid now.
Who am I and how am I feeling? I'm Clive Owen and I'm great, thanks. What if businesses could really understand how their customers feel, act on it, and make them feel better? It's a thing. It's SAP Experience Management. For more, go to sap.com/XM.
And
I seem scared.
Based off what was told in Force Awakens, it seems totally acceptable. But he seems afraid of Rey in the good way, or maybe the bad way.
Well, who was he talking about when he said I felt this fear once before? Was that what he said? He's afraid? He wasn't afraid. What did he say? That was freaky.
He felt this power from before, and we're assuming this is Kylo Ren, his nephew we're talking about. And this power he's feeling now, who has to be Rey, he's feeling it and he's scared of it now. And does this mean Rey and Rey and Kylo Ren, is this like further cement that they're related in some means, be it brother, sister, or more
right,
likely
okay,
are they
so
cousins?
So my first reaction is, are Kylo and Rey siblings? Which can mean two things. Either Leia and Han had a second kid that one or both didn't know about, which really doesn't make any sense. Or, which would be a really freaky revelation, is Rey the child of Leia and Luke. It'd be kind of freaky, but they kind of had that romance and they kind of skipped a few years in the original trilogy. I'm just saying, that was my first reaction. Like, who is Rey related to?
Maybe it's Luke's daughter. Just because the Skywalker family, it's not expanded enough to, unless they just pull someone out of left field.
There's
in
three characters.
Eight.
And yeah. Chewie. I mean, how many people could have possibly been her parents?
Yeah. I'm also wondering, my second takeaway right quick, that shot of them in the Millennium Falcon with Chewbacca and that little, I think they call it a pog, that little hamster-looking thing.
Oh, they called it a pog? It looks like an otter, half squirrel, half like Tweety bird.
I think that's what they're calling it, but it makes
a pog?
Pog. And it makes me nervous that, like, are we going to lose Chewbacca in this movie and get him replaced with the Pog?
Because no.
we have BB-8 that's kind of taken over for R2-D2. Harrison Ford's character is gone. So are we just, like, welcome in the new era movie by movie?
So, yeah. So that was actually my second reaction was, I guess, Pog. But now that you said that, my other reaction was that this movie is going to be dark.
Yes.
So I don't think you're off by thinking that they're just going to kill everybody that we knew and loved. But, yeah. I mean, that'd be really depressing if they just said, see you later to Chewbacca. I mean, could people really handle it? I mean, I'm kind of assuming Leia's probably not going to make it through this one. They could have recorded her other scenes before Carrie Fisher's death. RIP, shout out, pour one out. But, man, that'd be tough if you lost two of the original trilogy characters in one movie. Woof. What's your next reaction?
The part of Snoke using some kind of force choke on Rey, so they definitely will meet at some point in this movie. And I know there's a lot of theories about who Snoke is. One of them, the Mace Windu theory, I don't think that's the case now. So whoever we thought Snoke was probably isn't that guy.
Yeah, I was curious about that. My other reaction was that the first or the original trailer to The Force Awakens, I think more than half of it wasn't actually in the movie. My question is, how much of what we just saw is actually going to be in this movie, and how much is this footage they shot? The scenes they set up looked awesome. They looked extremely lifelike. We had the gorilla AT-AT things. That was something else. That was pretty creative. But how much of this is actually going to be in the movie is my question.
Yeah, because Rogue One got away with it too. They put some stuff in that didn't make the cut. I like that the Captain Phasma character isn't just being wasted. It looks like she's making a triumphant return, and she had that little mano-a-mano thing with
I'm laughing because I have the Pog creature just screenshotted, mouth gaping. I cannot wait for Pog. What? It's an otter, but also a squirrel, but maybe a marmot.
It looks more like it looks like a starter Pokemon.
Yeah, it's like a starter Pokemon.
Like you get it and starter you raise Pokemon. It and you beat the Elite Four with it. I don't know.
Yeah. Wow, those eyes. All right, moving forward. All right, we'll give two last reactions. And that'll be that. My last reaction was that it seems like Kylo and Rey are gonna have some real conversations. And you know, I kind of like that. You know, they're gonna be actually speaking to each other and really kind of getting to the bottom of things, but. I'm curious if Luke is going to be involved in that at all. The movie poster makes it seem like Luke is a little ominous, a little dark. That seems a little strange from what we know. What do you think?
Yeah, and he was also in the first trailer. The last line he said was, "It's time for the Jedi to end." So it kind of brings further like the whole Last Jedi title. Who is the Last Jedi? Is it Luke? Is it Kylo Ren? Is it Rey? I feel like Rey is the betting favorite for Last Jedi. Like if there's a Last Jedi, I feel like it's gonna be Rey. And who knows? I'm really curious to see what happens with Kylo Ren's arc in this movie.
I hope they don't. I want more Poe. I wanted more Poe from the last movie. I hope they don't diminish his character. But anyways, okay, those were our reactions for the Star Wars trailer. We're going to have a lot more. We're going to learn a lot more in the next several days. But how do you feel about it overall, Jenda?
I like it. I just hope it's not, because the big criticism of Force Awakens was it's basically A New Hope. So I'm hoping this isn't Empire Strikes Back for the 2010s.
I don't know if I would dislike that personally. I think and that was an incredible movie. So if they're going to mirror that, I don't have a problem with it, but I understand that you kind of want it to be its own original movie. All right. You want to send us off?
Yeah. Just, you know, make sure to subscribe, tell your friends, all that stuff. We like to do more than just basketball on this podcast. And I think Johnny agrees, an emergency OMG Star Wars trailer reaction podcast is kind of just a easy thing to do. It's a consumable. It's something that everybody can, even non-basketball people can get in with.
Absolutely. The bird writes, the bird watches, and the bird calls. So now we got eyes, ears, and fingers. So we'll use them. That's what I got. All right, Pelicans fans.
Well, until next time, guys, we will see you guys later. Time.
All right.
Johnny got a toy golf set when he was 3, and from that day on, he was hooked. All he wanted to do was golf, golf, golf. He'd be on the links before school, after school. All he ever wanted was to go pro. And then, one day, when he was holding his grandson and thinking about his 12 handicap, Johnny realized it just might not happen for him. But you know what did happen for him? He switched to Geico and saved a bunch of money on car insurance. So that was good, and so was hanging out with his grandson. Johnny got a toy golf set when he was 3, and from that day on, he was hooked. All he wanted to do was golf, golf, golf. He'd be on the links before school, after school. All he ever wanted was to go pro. And then, one day, when he was holding his grandson and thinking about his 12 handicap, Johnny realized it just might not happen for him. But you know what did happen for him? He switched to Geico and saved a bunch of money on car insurance. So that was good, and so was hanging out with his grandson.